Centers. Bradley Wilson will be talking about the effect of nematode control practices.
So I'd like to thank you for that introduction. Once again, my name is Bradley Wilson. I'm a master's student at Mississippi State University working under Dr. Darren Dodds. This presentation is going to be on the effect of nematode control practices on profitability of cotton production. So just an introduction to cotton in Mississippi. In 2014, it ranked fourth in commodities and produced over $403 million in revenue. In 2016, production in hectares reached 169,000 and about $442 million of revenue in 2016. So the reniform nematode is a major nematode across the Mid-South, and some people now say that it is over the root knot nematode. This is from the National Cotton Council, a 4% yield loss in 2008 across the country. And then estimated annual loss in the U.S. is $130 million. So the distribution of the reniform nematode is tropical to subtropical regions. You'll find it in sandy loam, sandy clay, and clay loam, and that is from Kinloch and Sprinkle in 1994. And then here on the right, we have a picture of a map of Mississippi, and the green represents the reniform, where the reniform nematode is found in Mississippi. So most of the counties north and in the delta, you see, have reniform found in their fields. So the reniform nematode, Rhodolincus reniformis, is the scientific name. It's a semi-endoparasitic nematode, which means it's partially inside the root. The infection stage is the mature female infects plant roots, and it will establish a permanent feeding site at that point. Now, here's a picture of a mature reniform female, and the top is the head of the nematode, and the back end, like I said, it's the back. And this is where it gets the name reniform from. It is, it's kidney shaped, so that's where they get the name reniform. So symptoms from this nematode, you can have nutrient deficiencies. You'll see something that looks like potassium deficiency, but that is what it actually is. And the nematode, once it infects, it prevents that nutrient from being uptaken into the plant. You can also get stunning, small to large areas in the field, depending on your nematode populations, whether it be lower or higher, just different areas in the field. You could get reduced brooding from stress and increased incidence and severity of seedling diseases like Fusarium wilt and Verticillium wilt. And here on the right, you see a picture of stunted cotton, and just it happens in patchy areas. So management for these nematodes, some things you could do: tillage. So you want to expose the roots to dry out the nematodes, so you may want to provide a little deeper tillage. Rotation, you can rotate this with corn, grain sorghum, and peanuts. All are non-host for the reniform nematode. And then we're going to talk about some soil chemical applications, soil fumigants, seed furrow applications, and seed treatments for early season control of nematodes. So, seed treatment costs, they are pretty expensive. Aeris seed treatment, it'll cost you about $45 per hectare. And then our base fungicide that we use was Fluxapyroxad. It was $29 per hectare. And then Copio is also another fungicide, and it was $36 per hectare. So what do we get from these? So seed treatment control, we get early season protection of the seed, and then we'll get up to about 28 days of protection, and this is the key words in this statement, in low to moderate nematode populations. So we'll talk about some in-furrow treatment costs. We used AgLogic 15G, and that costed us about $74 per hectare, and then Vellum Total was about $93 per hectare. And these are expensive, like I said, so what kind of control can we get from this? So we get early season protection of seed, systemic control with these two products, and then if you have higher populations of nematodes in the field, you would really want to add one of these with a seed treatment for, like I said, higher nematode populations. So the objective of this research was to determine the profitability of common nematode practices in cotton production across the Mid-South. And then application of these treatments are expensive. So we want to determine what can we get as a return on investment from using this product. And then a variety selection. We use two different varieties, aggressive variety and a passive variety. So we wanted to determine if aggressive variety had any effect on yield in terms of increasing yield or compensating. So our materials and methods, we had two locations. Our first one was Hamilton, Mississippi, at a grower's field site. It was a fine sandy loam, and it's been continuous cotton for years, no-till, and it has a hard pan below the soil surface. Our next location was Stoneville, Mississippi, at the Delta Research and Extension Center, and it was another very fine sandy loam. And our treatments were factorial arrangement treatments and a randomized complete block, four row plots and four replications of those plots. So Hamilton was planted May 10th, 2016 on non-irrigated ground. We had 2 to 3 seed per foot on 96 centimeter row spacings. And then Stoneville was planted a little later, June 8th, 2016, and it was also non-irrigated, 2 to 3 seed per foot on 102 centimeter row spacing. So like I said, our two varieties, Phytogen 499 was our aggressive variety, and Phytogen 222 was our passive variety. So go over the seed treatments we use. Aris, which is the actives in it are thiodicarb and imidacloprid. Our base fungicide, which is fluxapyroxad, and then Copio is fluapyrum. Our in-furrow treatments, we used AgLogic 15G, and the active in that is Aldicarb. Its application rate was at 5.6 kilograms per hectare. And then Vellum Total was also used as an in-furrow treatment. We had Fluapyrum, we had 0.24 kilograms of active ingredient per hectare used. And Imidacloprid was 0.34 kilograms of active ingredient used per hectare. Our application rate for this was 1.3 liters per hectare. So here's a picture, and you're going to see this red circle pop up, and this is just a planter. And this is where your in-furrow treatments are going to come from right after you place the seed. It's right behind the seed, dropping the seed, and that's where your in-furrow treatments will be placed. So we also use a soil fumigate application, Telon 2, which is 1,3-dichloropropene. It was applied in Stone or Hamilton April 19th, 2016, and then in Stoneville we applied at May 18th, 2016. So the application rate was 28 liters per hectare, and our application depth was 10.2 centimeters. This product is also very expensive; it costs you about $130 per hectare to apply. Now the picture on the right, you see the. Where it is knifed in, it's a liquid, and then once it hits the soil, it volatilizes and moves through the soil without any incorporation or water to move it. And then it will give a zone of protection for that seed for a good couple, 6 weeks most likely. So materials and methods, just the treatments we had. Treatments 1 through 6, we used Telon in a pre-treatment. The base was, like I said, fluxapyroxad, and then we had a zero in-furrow treatment at that treatment. Treatment 2 was base plus vellum total. Treatment 3 was Copio and no in-furrow treatment. Treatment 4 was Copio with vellum total. Treatment 5 was Aris with no in-furrow treatment. And treatment 6 was base with AgLogic. Treatment 7 through 12 were the exact same, except for no Telon was applied in those treatments. So the data we collected was stand counts at 21 days. We took height at bloom and height at harvest, total nodes, node above white flower, node above crack bowl, and then nematode samples were taken prior to planting, at bloom, and at harvest for both locations. Our data analysis was ANOVA using ProcGlimix, using SAS 9.4, and was a pairwise t-test to separate the means at 0.05. So we can get into some results here. So height at bloom, you see with base and the AgLogic, it was significantly higher than base and Copio alone. Now, nematode populations prior to planting are two varieties, Phytogen 499 and Phytogen 222. 499 had about 1,500 numbers nematodes per pint, and then in Phytogen 22, it was different with the telon being about 1,700 nematodes per pint, and the no-telon plots were about 1,100 nematodes per pint. So this was before telon was applied in the soil. So nematode populations at planting, Phytogen 499, we saw a significant drop in nematode population after the use of telon. And in Phytogen 222, we saw no significant difference in after telon application. So yield by variety, and what we learned was Phytogen 222 yielded significantly higher than our aggressive variety, so we determined that that aggressive variety wasn't going to compensate for the yield loss. So talk about profit of nematode control. I'll just use this slide to set up the next one. The base production cost we used was $1,235 per hectare, which is approximately $500 per acre. Seed rate rebate was at $40 per bale, and we planted at two to three seed per foot. And like I said, we had 36-inch row spacings in Starkville and in Hamilton, and in Stoneville we had 40-inch row spacings. So in for our seed treatment, here's the return on investment that you're gonna that you get. Now our yields were, you saw that it was 700 up. Our highest ones were about 700 to 800 kilograms per hectare. So our base, when we use base with AgLogic, we got a $40.50 per hectare profit from that. And then base plus vellum total also gave us a $21.60 per hectare profit. The rest of those, Copio plus vellum, base alone, Aris and Copio, all we lost money on that investment. And the reason that I think that is because we had some lower yields. So conclusion, application of telon reduced nematode population significantly in Phytogen 499. Phytogen 222 yielded significantly higher than the aggressive variety, Phytogen 499. And base plus AgLogic gave us a profit of $48.50 per hectare. We observed, our Burmester observed in 1998 that 120 to 200 kilogram per hectare increase in seed cotton yield with the use of Aldicarb compared to no treatment. And then once again, base plus vellum total gave us a profit of $21.60 per hectare. So for future research, we'd like to continue the evaluation of profitability of nematode control practices in cotton throughout the Mid-South. And I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for their support, Dr. Darren Dawes, Dr. Tom Allen, the graduate student workers for all their help this year. At this time, I'd like to take any questions. Yes, sir.
Could you quickly explain the difference between aggressive and active?
So aggressive is the variety is just going to put on more nodes, and it's able to be able to compensate for loss compared to the passive variety, which is going to be shorter and have less nodes. Yes, sir. So the seed treatments, and his question was, were thrips managed? We had some seed treatments. Aris, I believe, is the one that is going to protect for thrips and early season control. So, yes, they were. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It was recommended that we, or her question was, why do we put telon down at 10 centimeters, which is 4 inches, so we were recommended that was the application depth we should use. Okay. Yes, sir. So the nematode, his question, what were the nematode species? They were the reniform nematode.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for asking.
All right, thank you.